Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
How did it all fall apart? Yesterday at this time, it was being reported in, well, two different countries, Chris, that the Blue Jays were coming here. It was a done deal pending just crossing a couple T's and dotting a couple I's. And then, wouldn't you know it, at the state level, Dr. Levine and Governor Wolf said, no, it isn't happening. The Toronto Blue Jays aren't going to come here. I don't understand a bunch of things in all of this, but this seemed like a foregone conclusion. It seemed like a done deal, and it felt like, and here's why it's very quizzical to me. This was an organization in the Pittsburgh Pirates that has stepped out and escaped from norms, escaped from the way they generally operate. They issued a press release in Travis Williams, the new president there. They had Ben Cherington on a conference call, on a Zoom call, about ways to safely play baseball. They were very proactive in saying, the Pirates are stepping up to help. We want to do this. And they were very public about it. I just don't understand. And they never did things like that in the past. And I applaud them for being very public about all of this. And for it to not happen at the state level, one would think, or at least I thought, all that stuff would have been checked out before they were public about it. Did the state change their mind at the 11th hour?
And that's what first struck me about it, is how did it get that far? How did the idea of the Berg Jays, as we were calling them, how did that idea get that far down the road without the state being involved, I guess? Or here's my thing with this, and you know, and we've gone back and forth about different stuff, and everybody's got different opinions on things, but we all understand that we got to be safe amongst this pandemic, right, to try and mitigate risk for people. But here's where I can't come down on this, and it's the idea that I get it. Every single traveler, every single person who comes into our region and the city of Pittsburgh specifically, whether it were the Blue Jays or their opponents, every single person adds incremental risk, right? But these are some of the most frequently tested people on the face of the earth right now, and their livelihoods depend on them remaining healthy enough to play. So they're going to follow these protocols as strictly as possible, and that's why I don't understand the risk in this case outweighing the reward. And I understand it wouldn't have saved the local economy, but it certainly would have saved a few people's jobs in the hospitality and restaurant industries here in Western PA, who have been so severely harmed in the case of the hospitality industry all over the world, even here in Pittsburgh, and the restaurant industry that has been so severely restricted here.
Well, that's the problem I have. That's the problem I have. When, Chris, when people say it wouldn't have saved the economy, and you get some people like that, all right, what number am I supposed to have compassion for? Does it need to have 50? Does it need to have 1,000? Does it need to have 2,000 in an industry? Does it need to have 5,000? You know, am I allowed to have compassion for one guy that gets his job back, for something that brings in 50 jobs, for something that brings in 100 jobs? What's the threshold for people? Why can't I just have compassion and empathy and want 100 people to work? Does it have to be a one quick fix and fix the whole economy? I mean, look, we're not talking about the steel industry returning to Pittsburgh. I understand that. But even if it's just a few jobs, I'm allowed to get excited about that and allowed to think that that's a positive thing. And as you put it in your prior statement, and I think it makes a lot of sense, these would be the most documented travelers and tested travelers in here. That airport's still open. That Amtrak station's still open. That Greyhound station's still open. And those people, and people are coming into our city, and they're not tested and they're not documented.
Well, right. And if we're saying that every additional traveler into the Commonwealth carries such a risk with them that we can't even allow the most tested and most strictly monitored people traveling into the state, then why are we allowing anyone into the state, if you want to follow that logic?
More so. Here's the biggest point for me that I'll never be able to understand. Am I missing something here? The National League East crosses over with the American League East. Won't every single human who potentially would come to Pittsburgh, both the Blue Jays and their opponents, if the Blue Jays were to play at PNC Park, aren't they going to be going to Philadelphia anyway? Aren't all those people coming into our Commonwealth?
They are. I understand where that logic falls to. I can understand the flip side of that coin in that, okay, yes, they're going to Philly. They wouldn't necessarily be coming to Pittsburgh, and we're talking about trying to, I guess, protect this region. Look,
you're allowing an economical boon, though, to Philadelphia.
I understand.
And you're just not allowing it here to Pittsburgh. Also, the part that, and I'll tell you the big X factor here for me. The big X factor here for me is there was an additional clubhouse that was going to be set up in the left field lounge area.
Right.
That was going to be done. The protocols that were in place, we're not talking about, they didn't drive down to like the Minute Clinic on Baum Boulevard and pick somebody up that just got out of pharmacy school last week and said, hey, why don't you check out this protocol for us and figure this all out and put it together. These are real high-end doctors that put this together. And I just don't know where Dr. Levine, quite frankly, and Governor Wolf, quite frankly, no more than the people that put the protocols together for Major League Baseball. I challenge that they know more than them.
Yeah, and I don't know. You know, high-end doctors or not, and Dr. Levine's experience or not aside, again, I come back to this. The Pirates and Blue Jays had clearly worked together with Major League Baseball to put together a plan that made some sense. So if that plan made sense to the Pirates and the Blue Jays and Major League Baseball, I don't understand what I want to know is what about it, and I don't know if we'll ever get this answer from the state, but what about the plans did the state look at and say, oh, well, no, it can't be done that way. Oh, that's the way you're doing it for the Pirates and their opponents? Yeah, we get it. Oh, that's the way the Phillies and their opponents are doing it? Yeah, okay, but we can't do it for the Blue Jays and their opponents.
And I just,
that's the part that I struggle with.
They've let Cleveland come here two times in the past 72 hours, right? If you say that to add travelers to this region for any reason, and that's what the release says, for any reason, including for professional sporting events, to add travelers for any reason, then they should have told Major League Baseball they couldn't play at all in Pennsylvania. If not, they're freaking hypocrites. That's it. That's the end of it for me. You shouldn't have allowed anybody to play the Pirates. You shouldn't have allowed anybody to play the Phillies. To add,
again,
the statement was to add travelers to this region for any reason. Then tell the Pirates they can't play one game.
If prior approval, and Will Graves wrote this in his AP story about this yesterday and mentioned it on Twitter as well. If prior approval for Major League Baseball was given for their plans before some sort of recent spike in case numbers here in Western PA, then you're either A, telling me that you're not reevaluating things as numbers go up and down, or you're B, you're saying that, yes, prior approval was given for that, but this, again, has nothing to do with that prior approval, and that risk and reward, in this case, again, like we said, it's not saving the world, but some sort of minor economic reward would have befallen the employees who would have gained more hours or more jobs over the next 2 months. It all doesn't add up.
And again, I've been
on the safest side of things throughout this entire thing, and I'm not going to sit here and bash Wolf and Levine for every single decision they've made, as some people have, but this one does not add up for me.
No, it doesn't. And I'll ask Rich Fitzgerald the same question I asked Bill Peduto, who I think Bill Peduto sort of dodged the question in a way on social media that I asked him. I'm glad he answered it, but the answer wasn't satisfactory. Was this approved, and did the city and the county want this to happen, and the state overturned it? If it was, it's time for Bill Peduto to grow a backbone and say, our city wanted this, and the state didn't allow it. Don't dance around it, and don't lean on, well, the health department didn't allow it, we were waiting on it. Stand up and say Pittsburgh wanted this because it would have created a few jobs. Say that today, Bill, if that's the case.
And here's the thing about standing up to the people at the state who made the decision, Colin, that kind of bothers me. And look, I come down on one side of the aisle more often than not than I do on the other, but I will say this. If this were, I hate to get political about this, but if this were a Republican governor, I don't know if everybody at the city and county would have been as agreeable with the decision as they were last night when it came down from a Democratic governor. And again, I come down on Peruto's and Fitzgerald's and Wolf's side of the aisle more often than not in my political leanings, and I don't want to get political about it, but I really wonder, in a day and age where everything is questioned about how it gets politicized, if this thing wouldn't have been politicized a little bit more by our local leaders if it had been a different person in charge at the state level.
Right, and from now on, I want to make sure that every single protester that protests is from our region and make sure that they're not coming from other places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.